You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win was 7-5. It's now 2-1. And Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 17-2. Now in the betting at 10-1. Leicester haven't lost any of their last 9 league games against Burnley, winning 6 and drawing 3 in that spell. And a huge European night for them midweek, Tom, winning 3-0 in Bruges. I suppose the question you've got to ask is whether they feel a hangover from that performance, both literally and metaphorically, or they get straight back on the horse here and get 3 points in the Premier League.
I can't see it. I can't see them having any hangover from it at all. I don't think they'll be getting carried away with it. They probably look at that group, and even better news for them was that Porto had dropped points at home. And they probably looked at the group and thought it's between us and Porto for top spot. And they were brilliant. You know, I know Bruges had that chance early on in the game, but overall, I think Leicester now have a little bit more of a squad about them. There's a few more options for Claudio Ranieri. He's going back to that tinker man, I think, because he's going to have to. He's got to balance his squad around. But I think this is almost the perfect fixture for Leicester to have after a European game. You know, I think if they were going away, you know, to West Brom or even up to Sunderland or, you know, one of the bigger teams, I think it'd be a tougher prospect for them. But I think he can rotate the squad around this week, safe in the knowledge that they've got a home game against a Burnley side who traditionally have an awful record at Leicester. I mean, that goes back to when the two teams were competing in the Championship. And they don't score goals away from home, Sean Dyche's side, because they don't have it in them. I talked about the lack of pace that Burnley have in their team. It does not suit them away from home. You look at all the teams from the bottom 7-8 clubs in the Premier League have done well away from home. You think about Palace when they were on that run, and they were the best away team in the Premier League for a couple of months. Just unbelievable pace on the counter. Burnley don't have it, so their task away from home is to sit in. They try and make it compact, and then they resort to set pieces. Well, unfortunately for Sean Dyche, those days are long gone in the Premier League. You need to be able to go toe-to-toe with your opponents away from home, and they need to know that there's a threat, you know, if they make a mistake, and it just keeps the home side on edge. I don't think Leicester will have any problems here at all. Again, I don't see a big win for Leicester, but I do see Jamie Vardy getting on the score sheet. 7 goals in his last 8 Premier League matches. You know, people talked about him having a little bit of a drought. He's got 4-4 at the King Power Stadium. I think Leicester win this. Again, you're probably looking at around the 2-0 mark, something like that. I can't see Burnley scoring, so you could look at Leicester to win 2-0. But again, the enhanced odds offer grabs my eye, Dave. Jamie Vardy goal and a Leicester win at 2-1.
If you are looking at Leicester to win the game 2-0, that's 11-8. Leicester to win it 2-0 in the betting at 13-2. And they do have options now, Derek. Jamie Vardy, not alone anymore. Islam Slimani played midweek. They've got Ahmed Musa in the team as well. And Riyad Mahrez returning to something like his best form.
Yeah, about time too. He's been under the weather a while. See, this is the champions against a team that will probably end up in a relegation zone. And so 1-2, it should be a no-brainer. You should absolutely lump on with everything you've got. But you know there's a word but just going to come here. I have a funny feeling about this. I can't square back in Leicester at 1-2 with what I witnessed at Anfield last Saturday, when they were absolutely atrocious. It was no part of Leicester's game was functioning last week, apart from the understanding Jamie Vardy had with Lucas. It was just a very poor performance. And, you know, it wasn't the first this season. Let's not forget they lost against Hull on the opening day. Maybe they were caught cold that day. It should be a no-brainer, but I can't back him at 1-2. What Tom says is right about Burnley. Away from home, I don't know what it is. They never look like scoring. They played 2 games away from home this season. Both finished blank. One of them was at Accrington, by the way, in the League Cup or whatever it's called now. So I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. You know what I'm going to do? You know what? I'm going to have a little speculative bet here on a 0-0 draw. Because let's not forget, by the way, that Leicester played in the Champions League for the first time. Big glamour fixture, you know, the whole city was up, and then the next match is at home against Burnley. You know, it's an after the Lord Mayor's show kind of thing. You know, it seems to puncture the feel good factor. I'm going to go for 0-0 here, just as a little speculative fiver or a tenner bet.
10-1.
I do think Leicester last week at Anfield, I mean, a tougher match, obviously, but I do think maybe the Champions League had its effect last week. You know what
possibly,
I mean?
The nerves
are maybe getting the result. Now they've got it in the bag. And actually, Porto dropped points. It puts them in a strong position. Maybe they can relax a little bit. I don't know. But, you know, obviously, it's a different prospect going to Anfield as it is hosting Burnley.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.